Hey everyone, I wanted to take a minute to recommend a new podcast from Wondery called Bunga Bunga, hosted by legendary comedian Whitney Cummings, who I am a big fan of. The show's centerpiece is a man who was literally made for media attention. Silvio Berlusconi, the former prime minister of Italy, was responsible for government-funded sexcapades. He had multiple wives, countless fraud charges were brought against him, and he had ties to the mafia. And that's only from his first couple years on the job. So some background, Silvio started in real estate and media, but when his business kept hitting legal roadblocks, he decided to run for prime minister to see if he could make all of those laws go away. And even though the entire political system was laughing at him, he still won. Turns out manipulating the Italian people isn't that hard when you have the charm and money and a lot of self-tanner. But instead of making good on his promises to help the people, he threw wild sex parties, blackmailed government officials, and spent most of his time watching soccer games. Truly, he was a piece of work. But the craziest part about this story is that everyone in Italy knew what was going on, and they still voted for him. That is, until two words brought his entire empire crashing down. Bunga Bunga. We're about to play you a preview of Bunga Bunga, but while you're listening, be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, or you can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. Download the app today.
Okay, people, we're going to Milan, Italy. Late on a Thursday night in May of 2010. It's a quiet night in the courtyard at number 11 Via Fata Bene Fratelli. This building used to be a palace, but today it's Milan's central police station, and this is business as usual. Until officers bring in a 17-year-old girl named Ruby.
You know, the Ruby scandal is such a strange one, because you have this young girl who gets arrested for essentially, you know, stealing something from one of her roommates. And she tells the police, listen, I'm someone important.
Ruby has wide eyes and pouty lips. And let's be real, she doesn't look surprised to be here. This isn't her first brush with the cops. But a few hours after she arrives at the police station, something happens that will change everything. The phone rings. On the other end of the line,
Silvio Berlusconi.
Okay, here's what you need to know about Silvio Berlusconi. Some people like to say that in Italy, he's like Rupert Murdoch and Warren Buffett rolled into one. But that doesn't even do justice to the influence he has. In Italy, he's everywhere, and he owns everything. Oh, and I almost forgot. When Ruby walks into that police station, Berlusconi's also the prime minister. That's who calls about this random 17-year-old at a local precinct police station a little before midnight on a Thursday.
And so everybody raises an eyebrow. And sure enough, Berlusconi knew exactly who Ruby, quote-unquote, the heart stealer, was.
Ruby's stage name is Ruby Rubicori, Ruby the heart stealer. So what does the prime minister do when he hears Ruby the heart stealer is at the Milan police station? He tells the police that she's the Egyptian president's niece and he doesn't want an international incident. He tells the police to let her go. So they do. The end. Thanks for joining us, everyone. From Wondery, I'm Whitney Cummings, and this is... yeah, right, like, that's the end. That is not the end. Because obviously, this one little phone call raises a ton of questions. For one thing, Ruby is not related to the Egyptian president. That was a lie.
All of a sudden, you have someone as powerful as Berlusconi making a call, and this girl who's in jail for stealing out of her roommate's purse is sprung from jail. And that raised a lot of eyebrows. It's like, who on earth is this girl? Where does she come from? How does she know Berlusconi?
And more importantly, what does she know? Because Ruby definitely knows something. And the answer to what she knows is just two words.
Bunga, bunga.
Bunga, bunga. Two words that will spell out a world of trouble for Berlusconi, for Italy, and maybe the world. Two words that are the mystery at the heart of this story. What the hell is bunga bunga? Well, let me just give you some advice. If anyone ever asks you to bunga bunga, run. Coming coming up this season on Bunga Bunga.
This kind of crazy moment with Berlusconi's bloodstained face, and had he been shot? What was going on?
Somebody has been involved in kidnapping one of your house guests and you don't fire them right away? What does that mean?
Everywhere you look, you saw these sort of grotesque, vulgar, inflated silicone bodies oozing out of plunging necklines and tottering on stiletto heels.
We ran a cover, a famous cover in Italy, saying the man who screwed an entire country.
We have to attack. If we treat our enemies with concentrated fire and fire relentlessly against them, they will finally stop.
He said, he's like, girls, are you ready for the Bunga Bunga?
I'm Wendy Cummings, and my new 8-part miniseries, Bunga Bunga, is available on Apple Podcasts, or you can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.